Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 21:21 is Matthew's account of this same happening. Jesus said to them, we'll back up to verse 20. Let me get the context. When the disciples saw it, they marveled. So they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Faith is the confidence of things expected. It's the conviction of things not seen. Everything was made out of unseen substance. God didn't make the worlds out of nothing. He made it out of that which you can't see. It is substance. It is real. It is spirit. It's not nothing. And the way He did it was with faith, the force of faith. Faith is real. The faith, when you believe something and you release it out of the words of your mouth, it's as real as electricity or wind or water. Come on, are you listening? Yes. It's a spiritual energy that's the same spiritual energy that matter's created out of. And I know people mock and scoff about this, but they're just ignorant. How soon is that fig tree withered away? Notice what He said to them. He said, yes, this is how I created the world. But don't try this at home, because you're not me. What did He say? Verily I say to you, if what? If you have faith and doubt not, you. Everybody say you. You. You shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree. Hold on. Is He telling them they could have done that? Yeah. You shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. It's going to happen for who? You. You can do this. Peter said, Lord, is that you out there walking on the water? If that's you, tell me to come. He said, it's me. Come on. That's right. If theologians are right, he'd have said, how dare you, mere worm of a mortal man, think you could do what I, the Son of God, can do. Sit down. Be quiet. No. That's men's ideas. The Lord's not trying to hold us down. No. What's He saying? Come on up here. Come on. Come on. I'm showing. Why do you think I'm here? I'm showing you as a man how to do this. As a man. And if you believe on me, what I do, you'll do too. And even some bigger things than this. Why? Because I'm not staying here forever. I'm going on. But you stay here and you keep. Generation should just keep progressing. Tell me how you do it. It's real simple. You what? You believe in your heart. Say with your mouth. Not just talk. And not just try to believe and not release. Believe in your heart. Say it with your mouth. Go to 1 Samuel 17, please. I think I got time to talk to you about this. Now, faith is not new with the New Testament. Faith is not new with the beginning of the Bible. God has operated by faith long, long before that. But Hebrews 11 talks about faith and how that by faith this one did this and by faith this one did that. By faith, have you read it? By faith, by faith, by faith. And so these accounts that we have recorded, Old Testament and New, We see people functioning in this faith we've been talking about this morning. And the people we respect so much, the three Hebrew children, king threatened to throw in the fire. They said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us." And He did. You see things like that. And it just kind of goes past people's mind and go, "Isn't that amazing? Boy, they were something else." The Bible said they're of like passions to you and me. They're people just like me and you. They're people like me and you. One of my favorites along this line is David. In 1 Samuel 17, there's the story of how the great Philistine champion Goliath came out and threatened and blasphemed and cussed and said, "Send me a man and we can fight and settle this once and for all." But he was a great big killing machine, a giant. And David was just a youth, maybe a teenager, we'd say, young guy. And his daddy sent him out to check on his brothers who were in the military and sent him some cheese, sent him a snack. Now you laugh, but you know they didn't have candy bars and all that kind of stuff. And some good cheese was top stuff, especially if you've been out in the field for a while. You're just eating dry rations and this kind of thing. He shows up with some good cheese and everybody's happy to see him. And then you hear this Goliath comes out and prancing across, yelling and going, "If your God is a big God, quit being such a yellow coward and come out and fight." And he talked about them. And he talked bad about their priest. And he called their king names. He talked about their mama. I'm telling you, he is, he's ungodly. He is ungodly. So he ain't using good language. He's not being nice. He's really feeling himself. He's a big, big man. He's been a warrior from his youth. He's not just big, he's skilled. He's a killing machine. And even, the Bible said, even the strongest and bravest of the guys had nothing to say. They just kind of backed off into the shadow. Ain't nobody ready to take him on. And down about verse 22, 1 Samuel 17, David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage. He ran to the army, came, saluted his brothers. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath, by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, all the blasphemy and threatens. David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. That's everybody. And they had some good soldiers. But you know, this guy's shield was so big, he had another guy haul it for him out in front. His spear was like a weaver's beam, it said. I mean, he must have been, who knows, 500-600 pounds or more. He's mammoth, and he's skilled. And the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Has he come up? And it'll be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house, we might say, tax-free in Israel." Now, you know it's serious. The king is endeavoring to incentivize, to give incentive to somebody. And they keep upping it. There'll be a reward. There'll be a big reward. "Have you seen my pretty daughter?" How about no taxes forever? For you and all your family. This deal just keeps getting better and better. Come on, can you see this? Why? Because the honor of the nation is being impugned here. He's talking about the king's mama now. I mean, it's... Would somebody go shut him up? He's blaspheming God night and day. This is old. And verse 26, David spoke to the men that stood by and said, "What's going to be done for the man that kills this Philistine and takes this reproach from Israel? Tax-free, you say? I've seen the king's daughter. She's pretty. Really? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" He's talking about no covenant, nobody. Oh yeah, he's a big boy, but he's a no covenant, nobody. One thing about faith, it speaks what God says and speaks about the power of God, but it will not magnify the problem. It will not talk about how big and bad the giant is. Verse 27, "And the people answered him after this manner and said, 'This is what's going to be done, man. You get this big reward and you get to marry the king's daughter and tax-free forever.'" That kills him. And so, verse 29, "Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spoke and said, his anger was kindled and he said, 'Why'd you come down here? Who'd you leave the sheep with? I know your pride, naughtiness of your heart. You come down here to see the battle.' David said, 'What have I done? Is there not a reason?'" In other words, somebody ought to do something. He's so upset because his pride is hurt. His baby brother is showing more courage than he's shown for weeks now. Teenage boy. Made him mad, showed him up. Verse 30. "He turned from him toward another." Somebody trying to rain on your parade?
Come on.
You just turn away from them and
go.
Let me talk to you about this. He said, "What'd they say? The guy that kills the giant gets?" Now, he's heard it two or three times already. What's he doing? He said, "Tell me again. Tell me again."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.